It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime, located right in the middle of the country. You can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get a little bit of me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the sports world. We know who's representing the National League in the World Series, and it sure as hell ain't my Milwaukee Brewers. They got swept the hell out of the National League Championship Series. Shohei Ohtani put on a show. Glasnow put on a show. Snell put on a show. Yamamoto put on a show. Everybody but the Milwaukee Brewers put on a show for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and kudos to them, sweeping them out in 4 straight. We've still got something to be decided in the American League, though. Toronto now trailing 3-2 as Seattle hits a grand slam the other day to push them to 3-2, going back to Toronto. We'll have that game later on today. A full docket of course, NFL in today. One going on already. Jacksonville getting crushed by the Los Angeles Rams. And the big one happened here yesterday, my friend. In Tempe, the Sun Devils get a win over the Texas Tech Raiders. Mike, a lot to talk about this hour, my friend. Can't wait to do it with you, brother. Just a quick word from you, Mike Wilson.
Hey, all I know in college football, it was upset Saturday, and my own Beavers finally got a win yesterday, so I'm happy as well.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll pick up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, on the other side, and we'll talk about Major League Baseball and maybe even have to dive into some hockey. It's happening, man. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A. Las Vegas, B. Orlando, C. New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. By the way, you could get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us, and you can get at him on the X thing at 12, John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks, in the circumstances after Friday night, but we'll hang in there. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Look, at the end of the, you know, we ran up against a real buzzsaw in the Los Angeles Dodgers and that pitching staff, which over 28 innings or so, something along those lines, was yielding less than a run. I mean, there's just not much you can do about that. And then the performance from Shohei on Friday night was one for the ages. I'll be honest with you, I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime, where a guy was mowing through the lineup like nobody's business. And then you put a bat in his hand, and the guy was literally hitting balls out of, and I mean literally out of the park. Absolutely incredible, one for the ages. Now we know why this guy's skill set is so incredible, and why the Dodgers have been able to let this guy showcase what he can do on the mound, what he can do behind the plate. He's a special talent, and there's just no way around it. It was one of the most electrifying, one of the most impressive, and one of the best performances that I've ever seen in any arena from any person in my entire life, John.
Yeah, we've talked about this guy being a one-off so many times, and you know, he is certainly something that we have never seen before. probably the world has never seen before since the early days of Babe Ruth in the early 1920s. So we're talking 100 years, plus just over 100 years, and it may be another 100 years before three generations from now sees the same thing. Pretty impressive individual, and I still think $700 million or whatever it was they gave him is an outrageous amount for anybody that's playing a sport. But when you see what other guys are making and then compare the performance that they are bringing to the ballpark to what Ohtani is bringing to the ballpark, it's pretty easy to justify. And I hate to say I can justify a $700 million contract, but when you look at what some of the other guys are making and then you look at what he's making and the difference in the production, got to say it's money well spent. Endorsements on top of that, merchandise on top of that. He's an empire all to himself, isn't he?
Yeah, it's unbelievable what Shohei Ohtani can do on a baseball field and single-handedly what he can do. Yeah, I mean, three bombs. They were just majestic. They were a thing of beauty, to be honest with you. And, you know, his pitching was right there with it. And to your point, you know, the Milwaukee Brewers have a guy that they rely pretty heavily on, and that would be Christian Yelich. And, you know, I got to say, I'm going to go on record, and I'm going to say I feel like he's one of the worst all-time postseason players that you could ever have. It's just been pretty crazy if you look at the numbers of what he's done in the postseason throughout his career. Haven't had, like, a huge sample size of it, but when he does get there, it's not pretty. It just isn't. I don't know how else to say it. It's one of those things where some guys come up really big and some guys come up really small. He's a guy that comes up really small, John, and, you know, I don't know as well. I really question what the hell they were doing with the pitching staff throughout the whole series. And I understand that they had to exhaust themselves against the Chicago Cubs to a certain degree, but that was just a pathetic excuse of what you're doing with the pitching staff. I'm sorry, but I'm watching it in real time, and I'm saying to myself, I can't believe that I'm watching this in professional baseball. And everybody's like trying to tell me, well, this is the way they do it now. No, I'm sorry. This is not the way they do it now, okay? The Dodgers aren't doing it that way. The Mariners aren't doing it that way. The Toronto Blue Jays sure as hell aren't doing it that way. They've got guys that can go more than an inning or two. I just feel like, you know, the Brewers were at such a huge disadvantage with the way that they were doing stuff. It was absolutely ridiculous to me. So I don't get the school of thought of what the hell Pat Murphy was doing with the pitching staff. And I'm in a group text with a lot of guys that like to give me a hell of a hard time. But the truth of the matter is I was right at the end of the day. The inadequacies about the Milwaukee Brewers that I had coming into the postseason literally came into fruition, and it pains me more than anybody else to say it, but that was painfully dominating from what we saw out of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that should be a hell of a wake-up call for the Milwaukee Brewers as far as, like, what you need to do to actually be competitive in the postseason, because what they're doing, it ain't going to work, in my humble opinion, John.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. And to some extent, there's a parallel here with the Blue Jays. We have thought for a long time, and I say we when I just say Toronto fans, not necessarily the you and I and Mike. Most of us in Toronto have felt that the weak piece of this team, the Achilles heel of this team, has been the bullpen. And we thought that most of the season. They went through a couple of spells where the bullpen wasn't bad, but it's never been dominant. And we have seen an implosion on Friday night. And quite frankly, that was a game that the Blue Jays could have won, should have won. They were up 2-1 in the eighth inning. They were playing a sound game. And then they go to the bullpen, and the bullpen just blows up. And, why they brought Brandon Little into that game, I just don't understand. I looked at his post-All-Star break statistics after that happened. It's not pretty. His WHIP is something like 1.55. His ERA is something like 4.88. He's given up a ton of earned runs, and that does not include any runners that he inherits, of course, because they're charged to the pitcher that put them on base. He did not do a very good job. Everybody knows what's coming. They know he doesn't control it very well. They lay off it, and the next thing you know, there's a grand slam, and the game is over. So I've got my frustrations with my team much the same as you do, and the other parallel is that in both cases, the games that they have lost has been a lack of offense. Going back to the Brewers, first two games, two hits and three hits. The second two games, four games and five hits. And in each game, they scored one run. Clearly, that's not going to do it against a pitching staff like the Dodgers. Blue Jays had exactly the same problem. First two games at home, they lost. They only had eight hits and four runs. The next two games in Seattle, 29 hits, 21 runs. What is so different about the West Coast air? Maybe Mike's the best guy to answer that question because that's his homeland. But, you know, I look at those numbers and I wonder why are there two different Toronto Blue Jay teams playing in the two games in Toronto where they were 54 and 27, the best record in the American League at home all season. Then they go to Seattle, which is an excellent team, good team at home, and they make them look like kids, quite frankly. And then Friday night was a close game until the grand slam. So you're going to ask me what I expect tonight. I really don't know. I'm hoping we see the team from games three and four, but I'm not confident of it.
Yeah, John, I mean, Andy,
well,
we have enough time before we go to break here.
Nah, we're up against it. Sorry about that, Mike. So I hear the music, so hold your question for the other side. We'll continue the conversation with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who still does have a dog in the fight. I do. I no longer have a dog in the fight, and I'd love to see that thing go seven. So I'm pulling for Toronto to pull it out tonight, just so you know, John. I'm sure Mike is as well. We'll get back into it on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and we try to provide you with quality guests like John Polk, who we have right now, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. More in particular, we're done talking about the NLCS because Shohei and the fellas took the Brewers to the woodshed. Like, there's no other way to put it, man. Getting swept out of it. And I just got to say this, and we want to turn it over to Mike to obviously throw his question to you, John. But I got to say, I really think the momentum of the series between the Brewers and the Dodgers was lost immediately in Game 1. When a guy should have taken a pitch at the end of the game and gotten hit by that pitch, but decided to get out of the way. I don't know. I understand the whole instincts part of it, John, but I also understand the magnitude of the situation. And for a guy to not understand that, I don't know if that's acceptable, to be honest with you. And that could have changed at least one game of this series and potentially the momentum of that series, John. What say you, and then Mike, have at it.
Yeah, quite clearly, when you're behind, you need base runners, and you would think that a guy with a postseason mentality and a playoff mentality would kind of go the extra mile to be that base runner and at least give the next guy a chance to drive him in with a bat in his hands. We talked earlier about regular season players and postseason players, and you talked about Christian Yelich and a hockey parallel to that would be Mitch Marner. Here's a guy that puts up 100 points in the regular season, but, you know, once he gets to the postseason, he's not the player that we expect him to be. And that's maybe the case with Yelich. And, you know, Clayton Kershaw is another example. Here's a guy that's the first ballot Hall of Famer, but his postseason success has been tepid at the very best. So some guys are built for that. Some guys are not built for that. But boy, those extra base runners, especially when it's a leadoff hitter late in a one-run game, make a whole ton of difference. And to your point, if he'd have gotten on, yeah, I think it could have been different. We will never know, but it's food for thought, isn't it?
It is. Go ahead, Mike.
John, let's switch to the ALCS here for a little bit. I'm curious as to the fan vibes up there in Toronto a little bit with game 6 and 7 up there. And then, I mean, this has just been a crazy series, and you and I have been exchanging some messages in terms of, hey, if you're on the road, it sounds like you're more focused and you can get the win, but just the craziness of it. I mean, I was amazed at the Grand Slam the other night and the big dumper going deep and everything. But just give me your overall impressions of this series and how I'm sure it's driven you a bit batty. And I will add one thing to the whole NLCS talk and Andy's, you know, it sounds like, and John, this is true, it sounds like Andy's family's put him in timeout because he's being way too objective with the Milwaukee Brewers. But, it sounds like he has to take it easy a little bit, or there could be some, you know, will adjustments and all that kind of thing down the line if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't come around. It almost sounds like a mob mentality, what Andy has to deal with his family. But anyways, just talk to the overall vibes up there and just, you know, what are you thinking about this series?
Well, I'm a little bit like you, Mike. I'm very, very confused as to how this has shaken out. You know, it looked like it was going to be a road series all the way, and that doesn't bode well for the Blue Jays because they hit the extra home game. But the Blue Jays have been a very streaky team all season. You know, they started out pretty badly at the end of May. They didn't really look all that good. Then all of a sudden, they went on a bit of a tear in June. They went on that great tear in July when they swept the Yankees and a couple of other teams to get into first place and stay in first place. They then kind of almost let the Yankees win it at the end. They let them back into it, could have lost it in the last weekend. So we're sort of used to the ups and downs. I think most of us were very, very concerned after those first two games, and we were very pleasantly surprised after games 3 and 4 to know that there was going to be another game in Toronto and that we were going to have a chance to win it. But I sit back and I just wonder which team is going to show up. You know, if the one that showed up for games 1 and 2 and gets, you know, 7 or 8 hits collectively in two games, they're not going to win Game 6 or Game 7, they have to produce the way that they produced in Seattle. And a big piece of that is George Springer. And Springer took one off the knee, I think, in the 7th inning on Friday night. He's still questionable as to whether he will play tonight. There's no medical damage, according to the MRIs and the X-rays or whatever other technology they've used, but apparently there's a big swelling there and there's a lot of discolor in that knee. It will all come down to whether he will be able to stand in the batter's box and plant, and if he's able to get down to first base. Clearly, he's not going to be playing in the field. He's going to be the DH, but he's been such a big piece of this team all season. You know, for a 36-year-old coming back the way that he has after a couple of down seasons, he's been the leader of this team. And, you know, you talk about Guerrero, you talk about Bichette, you talk about the pitching staff. The leader of this team all season has been George Springer. The Blue Jays need him in the lineup tonight, especially without Bo Bichette. They can't afford to be down two superstars. I think a lot depends on if Springer plays and how well he plays, because he seems to be the igniter. He seems to be the guy that gets this going, sometimes with a leadoff double, sometimes with a leadoff home run, sometimes with a key RBI late in the game. He's kind of done it all. So I'm nervous from the standpoint that I'm really not certain what team is going to show up. They were 54-27 in the regular season at home, the best in the American League. I did not expect them to lose both games to Seattle starting this series, so I'm now sitting here thinking, okay, is the postseason record at home the norm, or is the regular season record at home the norm? I'm sure hoping it's the regular season record, but they put themselves in a bit of a bind now, and they have to get some hits, and they have to get some pitching, and they're putting a lot of pressure on a young kid by the name of Trey Yosavich to come out and pitch Game 6 tonight. If he's on, then Seattle has a problem because he's very, very good. But if they get to him early, as they did in Game 2, it could be a different story.
Yosavich and Gilbert going at it today, and I expect a better Yosavich, to be honest with you. I don't think they'll get to him right away. I expect Toronto to pull this one out today, John. I really do. I think we're going to get a Game 7 there in Toronto. I think you guys will pull this thing out, and you know what? We have to have a little drama, so... it's a good thing, to be honest with you. It's not, we don't want it to be so cut and dry like it was with the Dodgers and the Brewers. This is what October baseball is all about. You know, I just want to ask you this real quickly. Guerrero, he's the guy too. You know, if he's going and he's hitting the ball all over the park, I think you guys have a great shot, and it's also about getting base runners on. Just get guys on, and I think you got to work out a little bit. You don't be too eager to swing at first pitches and things like that. I think that's kind of what got to the Brewers a little bit. They were impatient. I know that there weren't a lot of balls being thrown, but still somewhat impatient in my humble opinion. Got to be out there and be extremely patient behind the plate, wait for your pitches. And Guerrero, to me, he's the key to that offense. I think Springer is important too. Don't get me wrong. Lucas is important. They're all important. Like at the end of the day, everybody has a role, but there's certain guys that can really ignite that offense. And Guerrero, to me, is your guy. He has to have a special couple days for you guys.
Yep, can't disagree with you there. You know, you've heard me say many, many times, specifically when we talk about hockey playoffs, your best players have to be your best players. Here's a guy making $500 million on his next contract. It's time for him to be the best player. He wasn't the best player in games 1 and 2. He was one of the best players in games 3 and 4. We know what the results were in those games in Seattle in 3 and 4. And again, base runners. You put base runners on for him in the number 3 spot, he's going to get a lot better pitches to hit. The better pitches he gets to hit, the more likely he is he's going to put runs on the board. I hope we have a Game 7, because if we have a Game 7, it's shaping up to be Bieber against Kirby. That's two pretty good guys. It's not going to be like that Game 5 with the Cubs in Milwaukee, where we had two teams going with a bullpen game. So let's hope for Game 7 for a lot of reasons. One, the drama. Two, from a personal standpoint, I want to see my team win this, and obviously they've got to get to Game 7 to win it.
Yeah, good luck to you. Obviously, you know, it's going to be a tough day to just for you to just be very stressed out throughout that whole night of watching your team try to force a Game 7. I can only imagine the feeling, to be honest with you, John. I wish I had that feeling, to be honest with you.
Well, I try to reconcile it, guys, by saying that there's absolutely nothing I can do. You know, I'm not a religious person, so I can't pray. I can't go down and manicure the field so that it's an advantage to my team. I can't go and put lead in the bats of the opposition. All I can do is sit here and hope that everybody brings their best game to the park and that the best team wins. That's the only way I can look at it.
Great stuff. Good luck to Toronto today, and we'll catch up with you next week, John.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and the Toronto Blue Jays have a chance to do something special, force a Game 7. Those are my favorite words in sports. We got to take a break. It's college football time on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf. We might get a little bit of you, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro, we had a lot of really good college football on Saturday. We had one in our backyard, man. ASU and Texas Tech, brother. What a football game. And what a performance from Sam Levitt, Tyson, guys that were banged up, right? Like, you want to talk about putting it all out on the line. You know, you were lucky enough to watch it in person. I was lucky enough to kind of see it on TV. You know what? At the end of the day, you got to give credit where credit is due. Hell of a victory for Arizona State being as banged up as they were. And I know Texas Tech was banged up too, playing with their backup quarterback. But kudos to Kenny and the boys for getting it done, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Big kudos to Kenny Dillingham and Sam Levitt and Jordan Tyson and Kalik Brown. I mean, it was a complete team win yesterday. It was going, Andy, the way I thought it would, with Texas Tech's quarterback being out, Sam Levitt kind of, I'm not going to say he's not hobbling or anything like that, but he's not the same, and there was something wrong with his foot. He was in a boot at practice earlier in the week. And the kind of the funny thing with that is they weren't allowing you to take pictures of his foot at practice with the boot on. And then, you know, yesterday it was like first quarter, it was either first or second quarter, Sam Levitt gets loose and he runs for about 20 yards, 25 yards for a first down, and he's running around like there's nothing wrong with his foot. And then a bunch of guys and me kind of look at each other like, okay, the foot's good. We're ready to roll. Let's do this. And, you know, Sam Levitt made the plays when he had to. Jordan Tyson, who kind of tweaked his right hamstring a little bit yesterday. You know, he made plays. And the defense yesterday, Andy, was flying around. They were hitting people yesterday on both sides. Like, Texas Tech's defense was playing really well and hitting, and Sam Levitt got hit a couple of times, and I was kind of cringing like, God, just get up, Sam, from some of those hits. But you know what? Texas Tech's credit, they came back and they scored 14 points in about a 90 second span. And what did ASU do? They didn't blink. They came right down the field. They scored and get the huge 26-22 upset win. It was bedlam on the field, you know. And one of the interesting things, Andy, is, you know, you've been down on that field. You've stood in the end zone watching the end of a few Sun Devil games. the crowd was already starting to creep down towards those fences with about 30 seconds to go, and the security guy comes up to me and says, hey, you're going to have to scoot about 10 to 15 feet to my left, because once we open those gates, the referees have to come through, and then all those fans are coming through. So if you don't want to get run over, you got to get out of the way. And I tried my best. I took a couple of forearms to the back yesterday as the fans rushed the field, but it was a great scene at Sun Devil Stadium, or Mountain America Stadium as they call it now. But yeah. Andy, let me tell you this, and I'll let you comment for sure. But we're sitting in the post game presser, Andy, and I'm telling you, every time I listen to Dillingham talk and the way he interacts with his players and especially his quarterback Sam Leavitt, those kids love that guy. They love that guy, and he's what, 36, 37, 38 years old, something like that, and he is wise beyond his years. Like, he gets it. You know what I'm talking about. You when you sit down with somebody that's a coach or a player, and they speak in a way that's just, it's plain spoken, but it's coming from a good place. It's coming from their heart. That's Coach Dillingham. And I just laugh at all these posts, these Saturday morning, game day, Fox, big noon kickoff people that are saying, oh, Dillingham, see if you can get him to Penn State or, a couple of these open jobs. And I'm like, and I just laugh. This guy's not going anywhere. He is absolutely not going anywhere. And I'm telling you, Andy, you guys may have your next Frank Kush with Coach Dillingham. And that's high praise, kind of mentioned in that same breath. But what did you think yesterday?
Look, great win, man. Obviously, amazing win, 2022 over a top 10 team in the country, undefeated team. There were several teams that were beaten yesterday that haven't been beaten, until this week. So it's going to happen. Great win for ASU. You just got to keep it rolling now because you got an outside chance. So you just got to keep things rolling and see where the cards may fall at the end of the year, right? So kudos again. Great win for ASU. Showed a lot of courage, showed a lot of guts, showed a lot of grit. I was extremely impressed with the way that they were able to pull this one out. So great, great win. Lots of upsets, though, if you think about it. Miami went down to Louisville, right, on Friday night. Minnesota beats Nebraska on Friday night. The Ohio State does what they do, and they just whip up on people, not even allowing a point to Wisconsin. Indiana does what they do. They won big over Michigan State, who early on that game was giving them a little bit of a scare. A&M, Arkansas, one of the better games of the week, right? A&M, Arkansas puts up 42. A&M wins that one in the ball game. Ole Miss and Georgia, what a fantastic game that was, right? Come on, man. Georgia, 43-35, winning that one late. Great game there. Alabama and Tennessee. Alabama looks like they're all the way back, if you ask me. The offense is clicking on all cylinders. The defense is shutting them down when they have to. Oregon, nice rebound win for them, right? After this to Indiana last week, they put up 56, so good to see that. Andy was dandy against LSU, my friend.
Yeah.
They beat them 31-24. You got to like that. Georgia Tech, all they do is win, right? So continuing in there in Georgia Tech, a path for them to get to that national championship for sure, as they're now 7-0. USC Notre Dame was a pretty good football game. SC gave them a game, I think, than most people would have thought. Oklahoma rebounds pretty nicely after their loss last week to Texas by beating South Carolina 26-7. A great game late in the day was BYU and Utah. I know you like Utah a lot. I like BYU a lot. I'll be honest with you, man. That quarterback they have, he's a tough kid, bro. He is a really, really tough kid. The defense Mets gets after it. They don't give up much as far as it goes with the running game. You can get them a little bit in the passing game, and that's where Utah was having some success. But BYU pulls it off. They remain undefeated. Missouri beats Auburn in a close one, 23-17. Virginia gets it done over Washington, closer than it should have been, 22-20. South Florida all over Florida Atlantic. Texas, squeaky Kentucky. There was like no points in that game in the first half. That was a little bizarre. Memphis goes down to UAB, and then Cincinnati wrapping it out, beating your Oklahoma State team, which not a real big deal there. And I'm just kidding. I know you Oregon State guy, but Oklahoma State's as close as it is to Oregon State, if you ask me. So because they're both pretty loud.
Same colors.
That's a roundup in the top 25, my friend. Yeah, same colors and same kind of makeup. They're both pretty lousy at football. But just kidding. All jokes aside, pretty darn good week in football, man. Pretty darn good week in college football, right?
No, I mean, look, this is what we want in college football. You and I talk every year, Andy, about wanting chaos. This weekend was chaos for college football with all the upsets. And, we've talked about the Arizona State upset. The Georgia Ole Miss, man, that was a game. That was a good, solid, fun, hard-hitting kind of SEC type of game. A&M, I'm impressed with A&M. I mean, I know they struggle with Arkansas, but it is the SEC. There's really no off weeks in the SEC. But A&M impresses me. The one team in the SEC that I am openly rooting for is Bama. And, you know, like 10 years ago, you probably would have never heard me say that. But Kalen DeBoer, the former Washington Pac-12 guy, takes on that challenge of following Coach Saban. And, you know, everybody wanted his head after week one, right, and losing to Florida State. He's figured it out. That staff has figured it out. And that quarterback, you were talking about that other quarterback being a tough kid, you know, at BYU. That quarterback, Simpson, at Bama, that kid he's a tough kid too. He's shown some moxie. He's shown some gamesmanship. Like he's ready to go. He's all in. And, Bama is just one of those teams come the playoff. If Bama keeps this up and they get in, I wouldn't want any part of Alabama right now. I just count me out as far as wanting a piece of that. And then, you know, I think the biggest kind of upset was the Miami one, obviously, Miami being number two and Louisville going in there and getting the dub. And, you know, it's better to lose somewhat early than real late in college football in terms of rankings. But that was a disappointment. That was a bad loss, as if they aren't all bad losses. But that was a real bad loss. For the Hurricanes on Friday night against Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville played a phenomenal game. Carson Beck could not get it going. I was watching that game, and he just struggled tremendously, bro. It was crazy. So I was pretty shocked. And then Minnesota, man, they football's back at Minnesota, man. I got to give some love to my Gophers, bro. That was... Again, it's Nebraska. They're 25 in the country. It's not like it's the biggest deal, but Gopher football has been down for so long. It's pretty cool to see Gopher football back to a certain degree, if you ask me. It's good. And Big Ten football in general is literally back with Ohio State the way that they're playing, Indiana the way that they're playing, and now they've got Oregon there, obviously a perennial Pac-12 team, but now they're here, or even a Pac-10 team going back in the day, but now they're in the Big Ten, man. And you know what, they've got three schools that'll definitely be in the national championship hunt. Very impressive, very good stuff. Lots of good football being played in the Midwest, and I think you could really say honestly that they're giving the SEC a really good run for their money with those three schools. I think you could put them up against anybody in the SEC. I hear the music. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour, my friend. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Alrighty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got real NBA hoops, bro. It's here. This week, the NBA is back. Giannis and the Bucks.
Yeah, baby.
Looking to make some noise. Yeah, brother. So, real quickly, before we get done with this hour, because hour two is all about the NFL, how you feeling? NBA season is here, man. It's upon us.
Let's go. Like, you and I are NBA guys. Like, we don't get all caught up in all that mess of people. I'm not going to watch the NBA. I'm like, fine. It'll just be more for me and my buddies to watch the NBA. Look, I'm looking at San Antonio as a maybe a dark horse in the West to make some noise. And I got Denver coming out of the West, man. I got Denver coming out of the West. and going to the finals.
Wow. Wow. I mean, OKC is obviously locked and loaded, as we all know. I mean, they're young, they're hungry, they've got the MVP coming back, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and obviously, you know, I'm looking at Detroit in the Eastern Conference as a team that I'm thinking will definitely make some noise.
Orlando.
Obviously, I like my Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, Orlando, too, absolutely. I like my Milwaukee Bucks, too, I'll be honest with you. I think they're going to be better than people think. They keep trying to put pieces around Giannis, and Miles Turner, I think, is a really good addition. Hear the music. Hour one is in the books, baby. Hour two is on the horizon. It's all about the NFL. NFL, baby. It's here, and it's on right now. Rams crushing Jacksonville 21-0, so haven't said much about it because they looked awful. Hour one's in the books. Hour two is coming up next. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Sports Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England. With locations in Greater Boston and Southeastern Mass and Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Make it to Herb Chambers this weekend to save and save big on a brand new Honda automobile or SUV, Herb Chambers Honda of New England. Well, the league championship series is certainly serving up some storylines that would have to be characterized as unexpected. The Dodgers on Friday night looking for the knockout punch and sweeping away the Milwaukee Brewers, who had the best record in Major League Baseball this year, regular season. Meantime, in the American League, it's been a case of anything but home sweet home, as Seattle has lost two at home in Seattle, as Toronto dropped the first two back at the Rogers Center in pivotal Game 5 as well on Friday night. Some NFL news and notes. Trayvon Diggs will be out of the Cowboys game on Sunday after an accident at home. Details are still sketchy. The Kansas City Chiefs will get wideout Rashid Rice back. He's been outstanding in practice this week. He'll make his debut Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. Stay with us all weekend long for college football, scores, interviews, highlights, the NFL, of course, and Major League Baseball playoffs right here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Shorts, presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to Week 8. My college football record stands at 4-3, with Missouri hanging close enough to Alabama for the win. Today, we head to Mountain America Stadium in Tempe, Arizona, as the Sun Devils host Texas Tech. The Aggies are one of the best teams money can buy. The Red Raiders spent the second most money of all college football teams this past offseason, and you can't argue with 6-0. Texas Tech's offense has been stout and the defense stingy. The 17 points allowed last week against Kansas was the most given up all season. For ASU, they were missing their star quarterback Sam Levitt as they got trounced by Utah. Levitt is probable for Saturday, and look for ASU redemption for last week and revenge for the Sun Devils' loss to the Aggies last season. Arizona State plus 7.5. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf. And this hour, it's all about the NFL. Week 7 of the NFL is here. A game that happened on Thursday night. And then, obviously, we got an early one happening right now. The Los Angeles Rams are crushing the Jacksonville Jaguars in London right now, 21-0. The game on Thursday was a good one, 33-31. The Bengals and Joey Flacco pull it off against Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers in a really good Thursday night game, entertaining as all hell. Mike Wilson, Week 7 is here, my brother. How excited, how ramped up, and how ready to go are you for another week of NFL football?
Hey, I'm ready to go for any kind of football. It doesn't matter if it's college or pros, man. It's all good to go. I'm just curious, Andy, which games, obviously besides the Packers, and we can get to it after the break, are you looking forward to, my man?
So many good ones, to be honest with you. Lots of big games. Eagles and Vikings, I think that's an interesting one. Definitely. Colts and Chargers, I like that one, too. Lots to get into, obviously. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just getting loose. It's week 7 of the NFL, and it's all about it this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A. Las Vegas, B. Orlando, C. New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. You get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little bit of Andy Dorf, and maybe we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfon Sports there. Speaking of real, I should have played Matty Stafford in my fantasy football today because dude is having a great day. Another touchdown pass for Matty, and they're up 28-0. Jacksonville just looks atrocious. Are you watching this game at all, Mike? They're absolutely pathetic. What the hell happened to them ever since they beat Kansas City? Seriously, what the hell has happened to Jacksonville since they beat Kansas City? Trevor Lawrence gets knocked down not once but twice by falling over his feet, right? And he gets in somehow and scores a touchdown. Ever since that play, the Jacksonville Jaguars have looked absolutely atrocious, Mike Wilson. Can you explain it at all?
I can't explain it at all because it's at present being, Andy, it is hard to explain because after they beat the Chiefs, there was, I mean, I'm sure you or I are probably in this group a little bit that, okay, we got something going down here in Jacksonville. So let's see what we got. And right now we got a whole bowl of nothing going on. And let me ask you this, Andy. They traded up to get Travis Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner from Colorado. I haven't heard two squeaks about him since the season started. I've seen him in advertisements on TV and stuff, but as far as his play on the field, I haven't heard anything yet. So, you know, there's a lot of disappointment kind of going around right now with Jacksonville, and, you know, this game is certainly one of them, but the other is, what are they going to get out of Travis Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the numbers today, he's the number one target, man. He's been thrown to 9 times. He's only made 4 catches for 30 yards, but it looks to me like they're trying to integrate this guy into the offense, and not only that, they're trying to make him the number one receiver. And I'm kind of right there with you in the sense of, what the hell are you doing with Travis Hunter? What the hell are you doing with the Jacksonville Jaguars in general? I'm watching this game, and I got to tell you, this is some of the worst coaching that I've ever seen. And all, we talk about this each and every week, my friend. So, like, there's no difference between this week and last week and the week before that. We talk about how they're chasing points, how they're making bonehead decisions on fourth downs. I've seen it all game long from this Jacksonville team and their coaching staff. It's been atrocious. You know, I know that Trevor Lawrence is getting no time to do anything, but they're not helping with their coaching staff at all. This is like amateur hour. And you know what? A week or two ago, I was saying the same thing about Rams when they made the bonehead decisions the way that they were playing the end of the game against San Francisco, right? So, like, this is such a week-to-week league with how you make choices and how you decide to go and do things that each and every one of them really have a big implication on what may or may not happen in a football game. So they just look atrocious. And, you know, this is to me, this is really, really strange when you saw what you saw against the Kansas City Chiefs and how they won that game. And ever since then, this is the product you're putting out there. It's really, really bad. I'm sorry, but this is almost pathetic, to be honest with you, Mike.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you're a Jacksonville Jaguar fan, you'd be embarrassed to wear anything with Jaguars on it out anywhere. And let's face it, like the Jaguars have been a mess for a long time. Like if you're coming out, you get drafted, you know, being drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars in itself is a great thing because you're in the NFL. But you're not being drafted by an organization that appears that they have their stuff together, that they know how to run an organization, they know how to run a team, and it's showing in just in spades right now in terms of just there's no adult in the room running that place right now, and it's kind of shame.
Just as we say that, guess who scores a touchdown? None other than Travis Hunter. As long as the penalty isn't on Jacksonville, they are on the board. But again, I mean, look, there's 9 minutes in the fourth quarter, okay, and they're getting their first touchdown. And truth be told, they should have scored points, okay? They should have had at least 2 field goals. I know they missed one early. They could have 9 points in field goals, but they really should have at least 6 points in field goals. 6 and 7, that would put them at 13. They'd only be down 2 scores right now instead of the 3 scores. Again, it's just like this chasing points thing is such a theme today in the game of football, and we see it all over the place. It's honestly like I feel like I'm watching high school football at times, Mike. Like, I'm not kidding, because it's acceptable to go for it on fourth down in high school because, you know, like, you don't have that great of kickers, you don't have that great of a special teams, but this is professional football. And these guys go out there, and they've got a job to do. And the coaching, in my humble opinion, it is so bad. And the excuse is, well, the analytics told me to do it. So there's almost like no ramifications for bad choices. It's terrible.
Yeah, no, it is terrible. And, I mean, we can – Andy, you and I could talk about this until we're blue in the face in terms of chasing points and what the analytics say and all that. Just kick the damn extra point. Take the points. Take the field goal. Tell your defense, make a freaking stop, and we can get the ball back and put more points on the board, for crying out loud. The whole chasing of the points – and going for it as much as they do anymore, it just drives me absolutely crazy. And you sit there and you just go, the point of the game is to win. You got to score more points than your opponent to win the game. And when you're putting your team in situations where they can't get those points, or you're taking a chance of getting no points, I have to call in to question just your coaching ability and just your coaching common sense. Like you and I talk about things going on in the world all the time, and there's lack of common sense here, there, and everywhere. The same can be said for the NFL and even in college football, you know, with the amount of people that chase points and all that kind of stuff. So it's just baffling to me, my man.
Look, our guy AD yesterday was chasing points left and right, okay? And they were the beneficiary of so many crazy calls on fourth downs when they were going for it and they should have been kicking field goals. And they wound up getting, like, every single one of them, okay? So, again, you know, certain situations, I'm a little bit more for it than other situations. But it's bizarre to me. That's all I can say, and I'm going to keep saying until people go back to a little bit of the old school thinking, and you put points on the board when you can, and you play you play field position when you should play field position. It's just a lost art, okay? It's a lost art. Speaking of a lost art, earlier in the week this week, Caleb Williams, you know, was taking some flack and some heat and some criticism. Do you like the way that this guy is handling the media? Think about that while we take a break, and we'll talk a little bit about Caleb Williams, because he has looked a little bit better. So I got to give credit where credit is due. The Bears are looking better in general, and this is a big game for them today to keep riding that momentum against a team that's not really good in the New Orleans Saints. But kind of want to get your thoughts and your take on Caleb when we get back. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home?
Are you over the age of
15? If you've sold a home before,
peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged.
If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, people. Is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, I asked you before the break about Caleb Williams, his comments about the criticism that still gets thrown at him. And I am aware that he is looking better. The Bears are looking better. So your thoughts and your feeling about Caleb Williams, and truth be told, obviously we all know he's had like three or four different coaches in a very short span of time. So it seems like he's got a guy that's going to be there a while. It seems like things are starting to change a little bit in the right direction. Where are you on Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears right now?
Look, the Bears are better. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. We're glitching, Mike. A little bit. Anyways, I fully accept that Caleb is getting better, and I equate that to Ben Johnson. Look, Ben Johnson's young. He's innovative, never been a head coach, but he's been a successful coordinator. Jared Goff, when he was in Detroit, got marketably better under Ben Johnson. And so we're starting to see a little bit of that with Caleb Williams. And it's good to see. Like, I don't, you know, you and I don't sit here and root for a guy to fail. Like, that's not what you and I are about or anything like that. But sometimes we question, obviously, what's going on and our own observations. And up until this point, the last few weeks, you know, Caleb Williams was still an open book in terms of what was he going to be. And now you see him sitting in the pocket making passes. You can tell that he's going through his progressions, with his receivers. He's a little bit, he's been a little bit more like not so social media Caleb Williams, but getting in the film room Caleb Williams and taking what's in the film room, putting that on the practice field or on game day Caleb Williams. And that's good to see. That shows some maturity. Maturity is happening in that he wants to be a good NFL player, a great NFL player. And it appears right now that he's that he's doing all of that, and that's good to see, because let's face it, he had massive expectations coming out of USC with all that hype that he had.
Yeah, no, definitely starting to turn the corner. Speaking of turning the corner, let's go to Tua now. He came out earlier in the week and was talking about guys not showing up and not being accountable, and then he apologized for it like 24 hours later. The problem there in Miami is there's zero leadership, and it starts with Mike McDaniels. I've never really thought the guy was what everybody else thinks. I've always thought he was a little bit odd, a little bit strange in the way that he thought about things in general. And truth be told, I don't think they have an adult in the room to a certain degree. And with all the distractions of Tyreek Hill and all that, and now him not being out on the field, and you know, just a weird situation there in Miami with Tua and McDaniels, if you ask me. Your thoughts on the lack of leadership and what's going on there with Miami and the Dolphins?
I think there's a lack of leadership from the ownership, from the GM, down to McDaniel, down to Tua. I think it's systemic, and it's been systemic in Miami for some time. Look, Tua's a good guy. Like, I'm not going to say anything negative about the man, you know, Tua. But as far as what he does on the football field, he's had weapons. He's had some, you know, running backs can take pressure off. Certainly he's had receivers who can take pressure off. He's just not doing it from a leadership position. And when you come out and you call out guys in the media, you do it through a press conference, that's going to rub a lot of guys, if not most players, the wrong way. Something like that needs to be handled in-house, in the locker room, away from cameras, away from microphones, because let's face it, not only is Tua a problem, that defense is a problem. The whole offense is a problem. The way that, you know, play calling is happening is a problem. I mean, it is so bad in Miami right now that, you know, people in Miami are like, they're putting bags over their heads if they're at games, you know, type of thing. So, you know, with Tua, and then he goes and apologizes, right? You brought up that, you know, he apologized for what he did. Maybe he should have handled it different. Too late, man. Like, you made your bed. You got to lie in that thing. You got to wash those sheets, man, of all that stank that you put yourself through this week, the other players, the organization. So it's one of those things where he has to take accountability, but he has to realize you don't air the dirty laundry through the media. That's the last thing you want to do. It causes more distractions for a team that's 1-5 right now, that they don't need any more distraction. So it is just a flat out mess in Miami.
Speaking of stink, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I would know this firsthand because he used to get a lot of time in Philadelphia. Sometimes the air does smell there. It is what it is. But the truth is that they're struggling. They're struggling, right? They're definitely struggling.
Yep.
And they got an opportunity today in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium to go out there and reassert themselves and reestablish themselves. And they've had their fair share of issues with their quarterback play and guys not being happy. And I don't know. Look, winning cures a lot of things, but ultimately the couple losses that the Eagles have taken this year, they've been pretty ugly. They've been pretty bad. What's going on with Philadelphia, the offense, the bickering, the lack of love in the city of brotherly love when you think about it? What's happening there for Jalen Hurts and the guys?
They're not playing well, and sometimes you know teams go through this. They're not playing good ball. AJ Brown's not getting the ball. The passing game, Andy, and I don't know about you, the passing game just seems out of sync, like completely out of sync in terms of trying, you know, AJ Brown getting the ball or Devontae Smith getting the ball and you know their quarterback and Jalen Hurts just getting them the ball. So I still have confidence in Philly. They can kind of, I don't want to say flip the switch, but they can turn this around. They're defending Super Bowl champs. They are a quality team. There's good players, very good players on that team that have won a championship. They know what it takes. They just have to find a way to kind of flip this around and get their playmakers the ball.
Yeah. I mean, it easier said than done, right? I mean, so right. We'll see. Hey, Baker and Jared Goff going at it on Monday night. That should be a pretty interesting matchup. And two guys that are playing extremely well, definitely in the mix for MVP. How do you see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? How do you see the Lions? I know they had a loss to Kansas City, but at the end of the day, man, that was an interesting game in the sense of zero penalties, I believe, were called on Kansas City, and there was some question about that. But at the end of the day, it goes down as an L. But this should be a fantastic one, Baker and Jared.
Well, here's what I think about Detroit. Detroit's a great team. Like they're going to be vying for that NFC North division title and getting to the playoffs. Like I don't think that the Kansas City game is indicative of who Detroit really is as a team. They'll figure this out, and I think tomorrow night is that chance to kind of show everybody, like, look, hey, the Kansas City game is what the Kansas City game was, but here we are. And they can put down a team that is learning how to win. And, I mean, you know this, Andy, they're learning to win without some of their biggest playmakers being on the sideline. And Baker is getting young guys involved. He's getting them the ball. They're making plays in the passing game for Baker. And, you know, all the love that Baker is getting now. And you and I have been very critical of Baker in the past, but look, sometimes it's just one of those things. You find the right place for your skill set to be in a coach that believes in you. Baker Mayfield has found that in Tampa Bay. And he's literally putting that team on his back because of all the injuries in Tampa Bay. They keep winning, and they get those guys back that are on the injury list. They're going to be a team you don't want a piece of until you absolutely have to in the playoffs.
To your point about Baker, last week he did it without his top three wide receivers. You know, he had to do it with his four, yeah, five, and six guy. So he is absolutely making everybody around him better, and that's what an MVP like performance. That's what that kind of a thing is. So in my humble opinion right now, he's the front runner, even though the books have Patrick Mahomes as the leader at this point. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll go through all the games and give our picks as to what we think may or may not happen. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. This segment, obviously, we go through our picks and tell you what we think may or may not happen in all of the action on the football field. And today will be no different. Obviously, we've already know that the Rams are going to beat the Jags. It's 35-7 right now. Not much time left in that one. Saints at the Bears. We talked a little bit about Caleb Williams and his progression and how they've played a little bit better this year with Ben Johnson now running the offense and the head coach and this and that and the other. It looks a little bit better for the Chicago Bears. I think it continues today against the Saints, who have only one victory this year, and they're on the road. The Bears at home. Excited people there in Chicago. Caleb playing better. I got the Bears in this one, Mike. Who you got?
Yeah, I got the Bears in this one, too. But I don't know, Andy. There are some games that you just feel like, man, this is going to be closer than what people think. You know, even though the Saints are bad, the Bears are still learning how to win, and you don't know if they're going to kind of be looking past the Saints. And you know, for a little bit, but I do believe the Bears will pull it out today.
Dolphins have the Browns. Look, the Browns have a really good defense. Obviously, they got to figure things out with the quarterback situation. But I think the Dolphins have a similar problem because I'll be interested to see how hard guys go out there and play for Tua now after he's spoken a little bit. I'm gonna take the Browns in this one, Mike. I think they ugly up the game enough, and I think they figure out a way to get it done. I'm gonna take the Browns.
I'm gonna take the Browns as well. That defense will travel. And that defense is going to make problems for that offense. And so I think the Browns will do enough offensively to come out of there with a win.
Patriots have the Titans. We didn't talk about Drake May and talk about progression. This kid's looked really good. He outplayed Josh Allen a few weeks back on Sunday night. And the Patriots are in first place. So look out, people. Cam Ward is up and down. The Titans are up and down. It's somewhat ugly at times. I think the Patriots are a pretty good football team. I'll take the Patriots on the road today, and I think they could win relatively big, to be honest with you. So give me the Patriots all day.
Yeah, I got the Patriots in this one, and the worst thing for Cam Ward was him get, you know, the coach getting fired. So now he's on his second coach, which could be a third coach, and new staff, new offense. That sets quarterbacks back just immensely. But today, it's all Drake May and the Patriots.
Raiders at the Chiefs in Arrowhead, and, you know, there's allegedly this a rivalry, but I don't know how much of a rivalry it is at this point, right? Because the Chiefs have been so much better than the Raiders, and the Raiders are 2-4, and now we're talking about the Chiefs being all the way back, and I think they get all their receivers back, so more weapons for, obviously, Patrick Mahomes to play with. I'll take the Chiefs, man, and again, this is another game that it potentially could get ugly. I got the Chiefs winning pretty big.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs big time today over the Raiders.
Eagles have the Vikes. You know, we talked a little bit about the troubles with Jalen and the offense, and, you know, it's not so great there for Philadelphia. Guys are unhappy about not getting the ball enough. The Vikings have an issue at quarterback, too. Like, let's keep it real. You know, McCarthy got injured early and had to go to Carson Wentz, and, you know, sooner or later they're going to go back to McCarthy. I don't think it's this week because I don't think he's 100% quite yet, but I think this is a good spot for the Eagles, my friend. I really do. I think this is a good spot for the Eagles to get themselves in a good position, a little bit better about themselves, get that offense kind of going a little bit, get Saquon going a little bit. I got the Eagles. You know, it might be close because they don't really blow anybody out. Like, let's keep it real. But I do think this is a game where they can get things right to a certain degree. Give me the Eagles on the road.
Yeah, I got the Eagles as well. I think the offense is going to come around, and you hit the nail on the head with the Vikings and the merry-go-round at quarterback because of, you know, injuries and whatnot. But I think Jalen Hurts and the crew get it done today.
Panthers at the Jets, 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 Jets. They're winless, okay? They don't have a win. But when you see the Panthers coming to town, you're looking at it and you're going, hey, we got a good opportunity here. But Dowdle, this kid's been playing fantastic, man. Like, he's running up and down the field like nobody's business. Bryce Young is playing a little bit better. This isn't going to be an easy one. I'm going to take the Jets, though. I think the Jets find a win at home against the lousy Carolina Panther team. Who you got?
Well, the lousy Carolina Panther team is 3-3 compared to the Jets at 0-6. So you would think that Carolina could win this game, but I'm with you. I think the Jets get it done in a surprising fashion and win by a couple of scores today over the Panthers.
Giants at the Broncos. A lot of conversation about this one. The Giants are playing better. Like, let's keep it real. They're coming off of a really nice victory over the Eagles, man. They made the Eagles look pretty lousy. Let's keep it real. They look pretty terrible. The Broncos have been a little bit up and down. You know, you can make an argument. They're 4-2, but they could also be 6-0, right? So I think this is a statement type game for the... Yeah, or 2-4, sure. But I think this is a statement-type game for the Denver Broncos. I think they play well at home after coming back from, I believe they were in London last week. I think that this is like, you feel good. You slept in your bed. You kind of had your own thing going there a little bit, but it's all familiar to you. I'm going to take the Broncos, and I think the Broncos, like I said, this is going to be an interesting game because you got two defenses that are pretty good, but I think the Broncos have more players on offense, and they will figure out a way to get it done. I don't know about 7.5, but I think the Broncos win this one.
No, I got the Broncos as well. I'm a big I just like Bo Nix and just what he brings, and just he's a second year guy learning how to kind of win the NFL, but he's mature beyond his years, and I got the Broncos today.
Colts and Chargers, we didn't talk about Danny Dimes or Justin Herbert probably enough because we don't have enough time. But at the end of the day, Danny Dimes playing really well. The Colts playing really well. The Chargers have been up and down the last few weeks. They've looked really good. They've looked pretty lousy. They've been average. They've been under average. I like the Colts here. I'll be honest with you. I think the Colts have the right mix. A good formula with Jonathan Taylor running the ball and then Danny Dimes just finding the right guy, whether it's Pittman or somebody else, making plays for him. I like the Colts to win a tight one on the road against the Chargers. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers in this one. I think the Chargers can get it done. Even though the Colts are playing great football, and like we talked about with Baker finding his spot and the coach believes in him, maybe Danny Dimes has done the same thing in Indianapolis. But I'll take the Chargers today.
I just think the Chargers' defense the last couple of weeks has been very suspect. And, you know, if Danny Dimes gets rolling, it could be a tough day for that Charger defense. But, again, apply some pressure to him, and you just never know. But I like the steady hand of Jonathan Taylor. He's been running the ball like an absolute beast this season so far. Commanders playing the Cowboys. This is a big game. I'll be honest with you, man. This is like a must-win for both of these teams. I have not been impressed with Jaden Daniels this year. I don't know. There's like something going on. It just doesn't seem like it's as easy.
There's
something. Yeah, he's been hurt. I get it. I understand. I hear you. But ultimately, man, you know, you look at this offense. It should be better than it is. Terrible Terry hasn't been able to be on the field all year after getting paid that money. Like, maybe they were onto something not wanting to pay him. I don't know. Just saying, just going out on a limb right there. Look, I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think the return of CeeDee Lamb and that offense and the way that Dak is playing, you got to like the Cowboys to score a lot of points and maybe be able to come up with a defensive stop. Give me the Cowboys at home today.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys get it done. And I see what you're saying with Jaden Daniels. And maybe, you know, people talk about regression in quarterbacks in their second year and stuff. He's been hurt, but today I'm with you. The return of CeeDee Lamb. And then Dak's been playing decent football, so it's not like he's some scrub. I got the Cowboys today at Jerry's World.
Yeah. And George Pickens has really filled in nicely while, obviously, CeeDee's been on the sidelines. So I do like what I'm seeing there with that offense. Packers and the Cardinals, man. Look, the Packers had a little issue getting here. I don't know if you know about this, but they were hanging out on a tarmac for like 5 freaking hours. I don't know. Josh Jacobs is questionable. Something going on with the hamstring or something along those lines, and just a little bit banged up coming into this game. I'm going to take the Packers, but I'll tell you what. I think this game is a lot more intriguing and interesting than people think it's going to be. Jacoby Brissett has played pretty well in the absence, obviously, of Kyler Murray. He's been able to move the ball. I think he'll move the ball against, but I hope the Packers have a couple. Give me the Packers today in a tight one here in the desert.
See, I'm going to go with the Cardinals in that tight situation. I think they can make some plays, and Jacoby Brissett, like you said, he's filled in adequately for Kyler Murray. So I'll take the Cardinals in a slight win by like field goal or 6 points.
Falcons have the 49ers. You know, the 49ers have been banged up. I think is Purdy going to give it a go today, but ultimately they might be better with Jones anyway. Who the heck knows when you think about it? Look, I'll take the 49ers here. I think this is a really tough game, but I think the Falcons are a different team on the road than they are at home. They looked really good at home last week, but give me the 49ers in a tight one. The Falcons just don't seem to be the same team on the road. That's why I'm taking the 49ers. Who you got?
Yeah, no, that's the exact reason why I'm going to take the 49ers. Even though, Andy, I am very happy to see how Michael Penix is throwing that ball and performing at quarterback. He's doing a better job than I thought he would.
Buccaneers and the lie downs, man. Buccaneers and the freaking lie downs. I don't think they're going to lie down, but I just love the way that Baker Mayfield is playing.
Yeah.
Give me Baker, because I think he's going to get a few guys back this week. Mike Evans, I think he's questionable. The young rookie guy, I think he's questionable. Give me Tampa in a little bit of an upset over Detroit this week on Monday night. Who you got?
I got the Lions by a field goal.
Seahawks and tight Texans. Give me the Seahawks that other Monday nighter. I think the Seahawks are kind of like a juggernaut, to be honest with you. Sammy D is pretty freaking good. Give me the Seahawks winning that one on Monday night.
Give me the 12th man in Seattle. Yep.
All right, we made it through. When we come back on the other side, it's called Parting Shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I got to thank our guest who comes on with us each and every week, or pretty close to that. None other than our professor of sports, John Poulter. Does a great job covering Major League Baseball, and he also does hockey for us. And after that real soon, obviously. But at this time, we do what we call parting shots. Before we do that, real quickly, you can get at us a couple few different ways. For Mike on the X thing, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother man, parting shot time. You are up.
Well, look, my parting shot goes out to the two teams that are still left in the American League Championship Series, Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners. I don't have a dog in the fight, but if I had to be pulling a little bit for somebody, it's probably going to be the Seattle Mariners, just because that's the area of the country that I'm from. And I'm telling you, Seattle, if they make it to the World Series, Andy, that city's going to, I mean, they're not going to celebrate with champagne. They're going to be throwing Starbucks and Dutch Bros all over the place with their croissants and stuff up there. So I would love to see it. It would mean a great deal for the Pacific Northwest. And here's a little bit of something, Andy. The Seattle Kraken, the NHL team, showed up in Toronto for a game, and the Kraken were all, everybody's wearing Mariner jerseys. So they're throwing a little bit of shade. They're coming up representing their city, so that's good to see.
All right, mine is real quick. Brewers, great season. You came up short, but I don't think anybody was beating the Dodgers the way that they were playing. Packers, go get it out here in the desert, man. Don't make that, because the Cardinal fans will be all over the D-O-R-F, man. For Mike Wilson, for Robert and John Poulter, I'm saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.